You cannot be an effective manager without written financial goals. That is Traction by Gino Wickman. That is every entrepreneurial system that's out there. You must write down your financial goals.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody. I'm Dr. Glenn Krieger. I'm trying to do a little different introduction today. So welcome to your 5-Minute Friday. Didn't make a big difference, did it? Anyway, I want to invite you today to something that I think we all need to think about. I don't care if you're an orthodontist. I don't care if you're a dentist, oral surgeon, entrepreneur. It is November. You may be hearing this a little bit after that because it takes a little bit of time to edit these things. But you're hearing this before the end of the year. And I sure as heck hope that you have yourself a plan for 2023. Now, what does that mean? Well, you should start with a general plan of what it is you want to accomplish. I don't care where you are in your life. Come up with some goals for your personal life, your professional life, but even more importantly, for your professional life, I need you to start coming up with some sort of projection. I've done this every single year for as far back as I can remember. I want you to create a spreadsheet, right? Now, if you don't have a spreadsheet, if you can't find something online that you can use, I want you to create an Excel spreadsheet. And if you don't know how to use an Excel spreadsheet or a Lotus 1-2-3, going back a little bit, I want you to go online to maybe Udemy, UDEMY.com. No, I have no financial interest, but it's a great place where you can do tutorials relatively inexpensively to learn how to do certain technologies, or just go on YouTube and learn how to create a spreadsheet. But here's what I want you to do. You need to have a spreadsheet that talks about how much you're going to produce each month. And you're going to have on the bottom of that how much you plan to pay out every month. Now, how do you figure out what you're going to pay out every month? Well, first of all, go through your QuickBooks or whatever you've got and go line item by line item. What did you pay for marketing this year? What did you pay for lab bill this year? What did you pay for clear liners this year? What did you pay for team members? And categorize your fixed and variable expenses. Now that you see what it was as a function of this year, give some thought to the things that are variable, right, that are going to go up as you do more. For instance, if you do Invisalign or Spark, for every case you do, the fee goes up. Now, there comes a point where the fee goes down because of volume, but that can get a little bit tricky. So figure out what you need to spend on your variable costs. If I'm going to do 200 starts and 100 of them expected to be a liner, then my lab bill is going to be 100 times whatever the lab bill is. And if it gets down and gets lower, great, that's gravy. But I want you to sort of guesstimate high. Fixed costs are things like your rent, something that's never going to change. It doesn't matter if you see 100 patients, sell 100 widgets, treat 1,000 clients. It doesn't matter whether you go up or down, your rent remains the same. So that's easy. You can put that in. Things like property taxes typically don't fluctuate that much. So put into your spreadsheet what you plan on doing in terms of production and what you plan on paying out. And behold, at the end of it, you're going to have what's left over. Now, it's really important for you to pay attention to this because this is your guidebook. This is your playbook, your map, your GPS, if you will. So for January, for February, for March, April, May, you should be figuring out what you're going to have every single month. Now, if you're in a mature practice, you're not going to see massive growth throughout the year typically. But if you're a younger practice, like many listening probably are, your January should be lower goals than your February, which should be lower than your March and April and May and so on. And I would usually come up with something I felt was an appropriate goal for January, and I'd build on that. And I want to just give you a little hint here if you're newer in practice. The numbers that you think are impossible now are going to become laughably easy down the road. I remember the first time I looked at my spreadsheet and said, I'm going to do $100,000 production in a month, or $200,000, or $300,000 in a month. And then later on down the road, I was like, huh, that was easy. So again, I want you to set goals a little bit high. I want you to build on them every month. And then at the end of the year, look and see what your number is. Now, if you did $1 million this year and your next year's goal is $4.5 million, especially with a looming recession on the horizon, which most believe is about to happen, I would probably temper your enthusiasm just a bit and maybe change your goals to being a little more realistic. But there's nothing unreasonable with trying to reach for the stars and shooting for a goal that's a little bit bigger, but do it based upon your current trends. Look at September, October, November, go back to August and see what year over year looked like. If you see an upward trend, continue it. The worst that happens is you don't hit your goal. But as the old saying goes, you know, better to shoot for the moon or shoot for the stars and hit the moon than, you know, shoot for the upper atmosphere and make it. Shoot for something a little higher than you think is possible. And if you don't get there, you don't get there. But really go for something good. And remember, it should increase throughout the year. And you should also have months where you know it's going to be greater. I know that my August or July is probably going to be higher than my September. So you can fluctuate it a little bit and play with it that way. But right now, the take home from all of this right now is you need to have a written plan and a spreadsheet. So develop that. And the most important part after developing it is now every month, start adding your numbers back into that spreadsheet, right? When January is done, what was your production? What was your collection? I always made my collection 98% of my production. What was your production? What was your collection? What did you pay for each and every goods and services and rent and things like that? And then see what your net profitability was at the end of the month. And now you've got your GPS. Now you can guide yourself where you need to be. And so please, it sounds like a lot of work. It sounds daunting. It sounds scary, but you got to do this. If you want any degree of predictability in your life, you need to develop. And for those out there who are going to say, I do this in my head, I call bull boop, okay? I call BS on this. You cannot be an effective manager without written financial goals. That is Traction by Gino Wickman. That is every entrepreneurial system that's out there. You must write down your financial goals, okay? So if anybody says, well, I'm old school, I don't write down my goals, I'd laugh at them and go, you're running a business. And if I was going to invest in your business, I would never invest in somebody who doesn't write down their financial goals. Doesn't mean you can't be successful, but it's like the server who comes over to your table to take the order for eight people, says, oh, I don't need a pen and paper, I'm going to remember it all. They're going to make a mistake much more frequently than the person who writes it down all the time. So you tell me what the downside of writing it down is, and I'll be all ears. I'm listening right now. That was the sound of crickets, by the way. There's no reason you should not be spending 4 to 6 hours to write them down, put down all of your expenses, and now a written game plan. So you know where I stand on this. Much love to each and every one of you. And please go write down your goals, okay? Have a great day.